And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
We've long known that North Carolina needlessly lost out on billions of federal dollars, thousands of jobs, and much greater healthcare system stability because Republican legislative leaders have refused to expand Medicaid eligibility. But as a recent letter from State Health and Human Services Secretary Cody Kinsley makes plain, the destructive toll from this blockade continues to mount. Indeed, Kinsley told lawmakers that even if they do finally relent and agree to expansion, as recent news reports indicate is a possibility, they must act right away to avoid yet another destructive financial hit on the state. If lawmakers approve expansion in short order so that the program is up and running before year's end, the state will be in line to quickly realize up to $2 billion in additional federal funds, including three bonus payments totaling $562 million that can be used to aid mental and rural health programs. The bottom line, the disastrous Medicaid expansion blockade is clearly on its last legs. Lawmakers should end it once and for all when they return to Raleigh next week. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.